So this morning we're releasing or implementing a new policy on our booking photos, or the release of our booking photos, no, also known as mugshots. What this policy change will do is greatly restrict our personnel, our members, from releasing booking photos on social media sites, even in the media requests. And there's really only a couple of conditions in which we will release those booking photos, and that's if the person subject to the photo is a threat to the community, or the community is in imminent danger. If the person is, we need the public's help in locating that person, or the person is at risk. Those are the only conditions in which we will release booking photos. Unlike the past, where we didn't have these regulations and the restrictions were much more broad, basically, we would release a photo unless it impeded the investigation, or there was some legal reason, and there's not many legal reasons that you can't, juveniles and such, you can't release them. But so this greatly restricts the release of these photos. And our motivation behind this are multifold, but there's a couple of, I think, benefits to this. First thing, we're trying to address some of the issues around stereotyping and bias that human beings have a tendency to do when they make associations with, in this case, with images, the mugshots of individuals. And sometimes that gets extrapolated to that particular group, that particular demographic association with committing crime. And as we see the what's going on in our country right now, nation, the race, and how we're going to change the narrative on some of these issues is a very important topic. And we believe strongly that this is a step in the right direction to start changing that narrative. One of the other issues is people are presumed innocent until they're proven guilty in a court of law. And these booking photos, and listening to all the community output that we had, these booking photos, when they release before a person is convicted, can do harm to an individual down the line. So we hope to turn that narrative around as well. So we believe it's a fair policy. There's a lot of input, including input from academic advisors that we've been working with, many community groups, the district attorney's office, the public defender's office, our police commission, our oversight body weighed in on this, our Department of Police Accountability, and members of the community. So we believe it's a well-thought-out policy, and we hope that it will start to change that narrative around. It's one small step, but it's a significant step, and hopefully over time, changing that narrative around of associating black and brown, particularly men, with crime. I am confident because there are, like I said, those exemptions that I mentioned, if there's a threat to public safety, or there's a public safety concern, we can still release booking photos. Let's say a person has committed a violent crime and that person is wanted for that crime. And as sometimes happens, people will get arrested for a crime, they get sometimes released. And if we are alerted that there's a threat to public safety that that individual is causing, we can still release that photo. So we do think that those safeguards are in this policy. But again, we're going to restrict it and hopefully turn this narrative around, or begin to turn the narrative around about associating certain individuals with criminal activity. It's a process, and it change in and of itself is not the issue. It's, we have a long history of what we're talking about right now is, the racial issue and the disparities, particularly among African American people and the criminal justice system. And that's a long, very storied history. I think it's going to take things like this. I mean, I say it's a small step, but it's a significant step. But I think it takes things like this to start turning that narrative around. I mean, so many things are embedded in our culture as a society that when you give thought to it, we really have to start addressing these type of issues. I mean, implicit bias and stereotyping and these type of things, how much of that has to do with the disparities that we see in the criminal justice system and throughout the criminal justice system? So I think it does have some impact. So yeah, it's a small step. It's one step, but it's a significant step. I mean, I when I say small, I don't want to undersell it. I do think it's significant.